Welcome those who are here. We're particularly happy to have Mr. Meek back in his chair. Glad you're back, Mr. Meek. Ms. Rollo, at this time, would you lead us?
Absolutely.
Please join me in prayer and pledge.
Dear God, we seek your blessings on the task before us. Bless our efforts with clear insight and our deliberations with wisdom. Bless our work with clarity and accuracy and our decisions with impartiality. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rollo.
And thank you, Ms. Bush, for the wonderful, beautiful flowers. Love the colors.
How beautiful they are. In recognition of all the graduates that came.
That's wonderful.
I mean, wonderful time
of the year. That's what we work for, is that walking across the stage next week.
It's our favorite time of the year, isn't it? Great. All right. Our item two on the agenda is the adoption of the consent calendar.
Second.
I have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Consent calendar is adopted. Moving on to item 3.01, appearance of visitors. We have several visitors tonight, so I'd like to welcome each of you that have signed up to speak, and thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you of the following procedures. As each speaker's name is called, he or she should proceed to the podium at the end of the board dais, where there is a microphone and a light system. Each speaker has up to 3 minutes to speak to the board. The light system will be green for the first 2 minutes and will turn yellow when 1 minute remains on the speaker's allotted time. In keeping with our board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker or respond to comments. The superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker in an appropriate and timely manner. Our first person to speak tonight is Mr. Davis.
Bob Davis, I live at 670 Elm Court in Greer, South Carolina. And I believe that we're in a battle today that we must not lose. And we've gone through all kinds of battles in our history. We've had the American Revolution, we've had the Mexican War, we've had the Civil War, Vietnam, Korea, you name it. But there's a war that God hates. And He says in Isaiah chapter 5, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Then he goes on to say, woe unto those that reject the law of God, that's the moral law of God, and despise the word of God. They despise this Bible. And you know, folks, it's sad. I've grown up in America. I'm in my 77th percent of a century this year, just turned that a few weeks ago. And I don't know what our country's going to have happened to it in the future, but this battle we can't lose involves a matter of homosexuality and lesbianism. This battle goes back to the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when God warned people about condoning homosexuality and lesbianism and that kind of thing. And it tells us that he told those people in Sodom and Gomorrah that he would destroy them if they disobeyed him. And sure enough, when he was asked if he could find 50 righteous people there, would he destroy the cities? He said no. He got down to about 10, and he still said he wouldn't destroy it. But he couldn't even find 10, and so God had no choice but to destroy it. You know, today in England, now I'm reading here from a little publication, it's September 2011, it says in England, The present enemy that we face is one I identified in the previous edition of this publication, The Rebellion Against God's Created Order Between the Sexes, Homosexuality. This is the same enemy that helped bring an end to the nations and empires of the past, Sodom, Gomorrah, Greece, and Rome. Alexander was at least wise enough to put them in a separate regiment. Mm-hmm. He tells here in England, one teacher had 4,500 pornographic pictures of children, and he was taken to trial, but found innocent by a judge who said, "I don't criticize you for being a teacher who is attracted to children." Can you imagine that? That's the kind of thinking we have today. People don't know right from wrong. They don't care. And I'm afraid our country's just about doomed, folks. But I pray that this people in this community, and you're the leaders here, will take a stand against this to save our nation and our young people.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Our next speaker is Carrie Bennett.
Good evening. My name is Carrie Bennett. I live at 15 Gardenia Drive in Berea. I am an alumnus of Berea and live in the community as a resident taxpayer of Berea. I have questions and concerns regarding the school at 104 Forest Bridge Road. When we had the rezoning denied, we all thought the developer would walk away and the Berea community would have a chance to work with the school board for the betterment of Berea, but this has not happened. Although the school system still is on the deed, the developer is dictating what can be done with the property. I am asking as a citizen and a resident that the school board will do all in their power to walk away from the developer and give Berea a chance to be the community it once was. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett. Chris Campbell.
Hi, my name is Chris Campbell and I live in Berea. Also on Fort Chickasaw Drive, which is really near the old Berea school. And I'm here to also ask that that you give the community a chance with the old Berea school property. The developers had 2 years to come up with a plan and something that was beneficial for them and the community, and they haven't been able to. I ask that when the contract comes up for renewal that you consider other offers that will keep the historic building in place and that will be better fit for the heart of our community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Gwen Bain.
Good evening. I am a lifelong resident of Berea, as my parents and grandparents were. This historic school at 104 Forest Bridge Road is the core of Berea. It's really the heartbeat of Berea. I have a few concerns I feel needs to be addressed. This is the WPA building, and it is your responsibility to do regular maintenance on it. When the community and alumni started writing to the school board, the grounds were cut and trimmed, but I have been writing concerning the roof. When I was growing up, my family's business was roofing, so I know a little bit about it. It does not take much time, effort, or material to patch a hole in the roof. This needs to be done immediately. Also, the deed is in the school system's name, but it seems they have no control. All of it has been given to the developer. What kind of contract would the school board sign that gives the developer all of the power and the school board none? This contract was signed before the zoning was applied for. I am asking you, as an alumni, a taxpayer, a voter, and resident of Berea, to walk away from the developer and give Berea a chance to be the Berea we all love. In closing, it is ironic that in every school a required subject is history, and the school board is trying to destroy the last bit of history in Berea. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bain. Gwen Williams.
Good evening. My name is Gwen Williams, and I reside at 5 Willing Hall Lane. In the past 3 months, the people in the community of Berea have made it plain what they want to see happen to the property at 104 Forest Bridge Road, the old Berea Elementary High School. The rezoning has been denied. Ways to save, utilize, and bring this property up to date have been discussed. And now the major roadblock and hindrance for the school property coming to fruition is the school board. It is time for all roadblocks to be removed so the people can move forward to utilize the property for the community. At the public hearing for rezoning, J.B. Gazzardo, Simler Corporation, told County Council and the audience attending that the contract was contingent on the rezoning. The rezoning was denied unanimously by County Council. Why is the roadblock still there if the contract was contingent on the rezoning? In the Planning Commission meeting, Mr. Shockley made the statement that the school board was not in the business of building parks for the community. They were in the business of educating children, and I agree. But I submit to you that the school board is not in the real estate business either, nor does it appear from the disrepair and lack of maintenance of the old Berea Elementary School these past years that the school district is in the maintenance business. Councilman H.G. Curvin, known as Butch, from District 27, said it best, and I quote, "The issue is more than about dollars and cents. It's about community and people coming together and taking pride where they live. I think the school district is as obligated as we, County Council, are to help people achieve their goals," unquote. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you. That takes care of all the visitors that we have tonight, so we're going to move on to item 4.01, Superintendent's Report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Ms. Wells, and good evening. It's first my privilege, prior to giving the superintendent's report, to recognize two new administrative appointments that were approved tonight. And first, I'd like to recognize Michelle Parker, who will be the assistant principal at Travelers Rest, and that is a promotion for her from AA at Travelers Rest to assistant principal. Michelle, here. Michelle, welcome. Do you have anyone with you tonight? Good to see you. Welcome and congratulations on your promotion from AA to AP. And it is also my pleasure to introduce Bianca Jameson to her, welcoming her to her first administrative job as assistant principal at Hillcrest High School. And Bianca, I see you have at least one individual with you. Oh, very good. Welcome to them. Congratulations. We look forward to having you in your new role. For tonight's superintendent's report, I'd like to draw your attention to the new progress report ebook that is now available on our website. And not only is it available on our website, but if you will take a stack of these and pass a stack down, there is a link on this little card I'm giving you that you may scan with your smartphone, and it will take you directly to this site. Now, our annual progress report is divided into five areas, which will be very familiar to you. And we use a little more simplified titles, but they align with the five areas of our ed plan. But for brevity's sake, they are achievement, personnel, facilities, resources, and engagement. In addition to highlighting the 12-member Board of Trustees, the eBook's achievement section provides a short summary of Greenville County Schools' offerings and highlights our student population, our size ranked in the nation, our student population growth, our increased graduation rate, and scholarship totals from the class of 2014. The book also highlights three GCS students who have overcome various challenges and are scheduled to graduate next week. These profiles include Kai Van Tang, a native of Vietnam who enrolled in Berea High School as a sophomore with only one word in his English vocabulary.
Wow.
Hello. He is set to attend Greenville Tech next year, their college transfer program, and then plans to transfer to a four-year college. Also featured is Amal Momani, a J.L. Mann senior who has been blind since birth and is set to attend Furman University next year on a Max Heller scholarship. And Bree Wasinger, a senior at Malden High who has had 6 spinal surgeries due to being born with spina bifida. Despite her challenges, Bree marched with the Malden High Band, held down a part-time job, served in the Beta Club and National Honor Society, and will attend Clemson University in the fall. Facts and statistics associated with the ACT, SAT, Advanced Placement, SC Pass, Federal and State Accountability, End of Course Test, and other metrics are also included in the Achievement section. The Personnel section of our Progress Report eBook focuses on award-winning faculty and staff throughout the district, starting with Teacher of the Year Adam Scheich, support employees, operations staff, district-level professionals, and school administrators are also highlighted, as are our emerging elementary and secondary teachers of the year. An article on Carolina High Principal Michael Delaney and his selection as a hero next door anchors this section. The facilities section of the report, closely aligned to Goal 3 of the education plan, provides information on our 101 schools and centers, as well as safety and security measures, enhanced technology in the classroom, and the implementation of NewTek. A brief overview of future building projects is also included, as are features on the Energy Leadership Award that was won by the district and our Breakfast in the Classroom program, healthier school lunches, bond ratings, and awards for outstanding financial stewardship are featured in the resources section of the e-book. An overview of the revenue sources for the FY15 General Fund is also included. Our efforts toward enhancing community engagement are profiled in the final section of the e-book. Change in assignment choice, volunteer hours, Facebook likes, website visits, and the number of followers on Twitter and Instagram are all metrics we use to measure our level of community engagement. Also highlighted in this section are the school's channel, the service center, school messenger, parent portal, and VIP e-news. As always, I encourage you to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and watch the school's channel on Charter 190 and also UVerse 99. To review the ebook at your leisure, you can scan the little, what's the correct term for it?
QR code
on your card, or you can go through the website at www.greenvillek12scus. The Progress Report is featured as one of the rotating banners on the front page. And as I said to you earlier, I've provided each of you a stack of these cards to hand out to your friends and relatives and constituents and anyone that will take one that you can give it to, so we can get this information out so individuals can link directly to this. And obviously one great advantage to this is it can be easily and quickly updated as we have new information to put in its place. You know, hopefully the scholarship information will be revised here very shortly upward to recognize the graduates in this year's class. So we believe this is a very effective and a very efficient means of communicating the various achievements of our students, our schools, and our employees. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Royster. I cannot wait to get home and share this on my own Facebook page. I encourage all you guys to do the same thing. We're going to move on to our action items. We have item 5.01, sale of teen parent building. The recommended motion from the administration is to approve the sale of Old Teen Parent Center.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Sailors.
I'd make a motion to approve the sale of the Old Teen Parent Center.
Second.
I have a motion and I have a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Leventis Wells. Ms. Leventis Wells is going to recuse herself from this vote. Okay. Okay, with no further discussion, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to item 5.02, J.E. Serene Scholarship Awards. We have a recommended motion from the administration to approve the new and renewal scholars for Serene Scholarships in the amount specified by the Serene Scholarship Program Report. Do I have a maker?
Madam.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of the motion to approve the new and renewal scholars for Serene Scholarships in the amount specified by the Serene Scholarship Program Report, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to item 5.03, revision of policy BBBA, internal organization members' duties. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the policy BBBA as presented. Coming from committee, it does not need a second. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
Could I get a brief explanation of what this is?
Okay. Would you, Ms. Morrison-Fair, would you like to give him an explanation based on your committee work?
Yes, Mr. Meeks. The simple fact that the committee thought that this policy revision would be in place in order for transparency of the board. And so we got together and we made a proposal to policy BBBBA in order to include that so that we would have an evaluation of the board every year, which currently is not in place.
And it'll be similar to the superintendent's evaluation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, discussion? Hearing none. Oh, Ms. Bush.
Well, I just wanted to remind us that was one of the items that was on our advanced ed evaluation, was the board putting in place. And I think as far back as when I was on the state and at the national level, we talked about that, about having it. Basically, right now, it is being that it's left up to the chairman as to whether you want to have a national recommendations, National School Boards Association and State School Boards Association has always said that you should have a board evaluation much the same way, and we just never had that in our policy. It's just been left up to the chairman in the past. So it was a lot of discussion at the committee level, a lot of work, and then I think we sent it to Doug, and Doug did the pretty wordsmithing on it for us. So thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Any other comments or discussion? Hearing none, again, the recommended motion from Committee of the Whole is to approve policy BBBA as presented. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
The motion carries. Thank you. Item 6.01, Internal Auditing Services Project Status Report. We have Mr. Barber here. There is no recommended motion. Mr. Barber, would you like to comment on the report?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We're presenting our report for your review, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Barber on his report this month? Mr. Meek?
Just wondering, Rick, are all the reports on time? You're receiving all the cooperation you need and all that? Get your reports done.
Yeah, we have a couple that are a little bit outstanding, and they're listed in the report, the completion date.
And I bet you wanted me to read that too, didn't you?
Pardon me?
And I said, I bet you wanted me to read that too, didn't you?
Oh, I can read it to you if you
thank
want.
Thank you.
Yeah, we finished, I think we have three that we're waiting for exit conferences and management's responses.
How long you been waiting?
Separation of employees, we completed that on April 28th, 2014.
14?
Yes, sir. Student classification was completed on May 21st, 2014. And the review of internal controls financial was completed on February 10th, 2015.
the two in 2014. What's the reason you don't have those completed?
You'd have to ask the administration.
Mr. Superintendent?
Mr. Knotts?
Yes, sir. When the administration provides a response, we like to say this is what we have done and these are procedures that we have put in place, instead of saying this is what we plan on doing. And both of those reports back in 2014 involved either changing our procedures or programmatic changes in the software to make sure the observations incurred or noted in those reports do not happen again. We plan on bringing those reports to the board in the June 16th board meeting. Those software or procedures have been put in place for a while, have been tested by us and are working. And that's why we don't bring a report until we know the procedures we put in place have been working well.
Okay, and when are you going to get back with Mr. Barber?
During the course of the next 2 weeks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Meek. Any other questions or comments? All right. Thank you, Mr. Barber.
Thank you.
Item 7.01, committee liaison reports. Do we have any reports?
Have one. We had our May board meeting for School Board Association, and we passed our budget. Dr. Crony and Dr. Frank Vail were recognized by the board and staff, and they were presented with retirement gifts because they are leaving us. And the meeting was opened with a video replay of the House of Representatives presenting a resolution to Paul Crony on April 28th. So I was really glad that he was able to be there and accept that at that time. Really usual reports. No new business. The awards committee had one winner for the Champs Award. And I understand one of Greenville's nominations is in the process now. It kind of got overlooked, and I have recused myself from voting on that one, but I'm sure we'll have something going on with that. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Letter.
Thank you.
Any other committee or liaison reports tonight? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to move on to item 8.01, the FY15 March financial report. So being presented for information only. Mr. Boyster, do you have any comments?
Thank you, Ms. Wells. I don't have any comments. Mr. Knotts, do you have any comments, or are you available to answer any questions that might arise?
Just a brief comment, please.
Yes, sir.
As discussed during the presentation on the FY16 proposed general fund budget, we're seeing in FY15 a three-year trend in the property tax collection rate, and that is still being reflected in the March financial report. Our property taxes, we have collected at 101% of this year's property tax budget. That's why we were reflecting in the FY16 this additional revenue that's coming in. Thank you.
All right, are there any questions on the financial information? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Knotts. Thank you, Mr. Royster.
Yes, ma'am.
That concludes our business on tonight's agenda.
Madam Chairman.
Go ahead.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.
All right. Personal. 3:30. We can. Philip.